The Upper Worthington Historic District was once what police call a hot spot, a neighborhood under siege with high crime and extensive blight. But 7 years and $70 million later, more than 1,000 people now live in the neighborhood, and there is a waiting list for apartments. Block after block of four-story brick walk-ups, 27 buildings with 450 apartments, were completely renovated inside and out. The project included new sidewalks, landscaping and parking lots, a management office and community center for residents.
This is a neighborhood that had many challenges, and we were very concerned working here, but we worked through it. We gained the trust of its residents, and when the residents start trusting management, it makes our job an awful lot easier.
Gordon Pulsifer, the head of First Resource Development Company of Norwell, Massachusetts, said the plan also included an extensive security system. Every apartment has a video intercom. There are more than 350 security cameras that monitor all common areas and the grounds surrounding each building.
We want people to go to work. We want them to have opportunities. We want them to raise families. We want them to feel like they live in a safe and secure neighborhood. And if you were to walk through here any night now, it's well lit, it's quiet, and secure.
Leandra Padilla, who moved into an apartment in the neighborhood a year before First Resource Company began the rehabilitation project, says the difference is like night and day.
Before it was all like nasty looking and ugly looking out here, but it's much better now. The apartments are much nicer. I think it's much safer now than it was before. Before there was people hanging around everywhere, but now it's not like that anymore.
State Representative Benjamin Swan of Springfield says the transformation of the neighborhood should serve as a national model.
This was an area of the city that, if it had not been for the historical nature of it, probably would have been torn down by now. But what First Resources has done is not only the physical part of it, but the management is critically important, and also the aesthetic value. People love the greenery that you have, and the landscaping is tremendous.
Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno concedes he was skeptical at first about developer Pulsifer's plans.
I've said no to plenty of developers because of their track record. They'll come in, what's the old line? They'll put a little lipstick on a pig, and then they walk away from it. And we, you know, said no to those things. So he has a proven track record. He has a good team. And you can see that, and he's dedicated, and management is the key.
City officials are now backing a Pulsifer-led effort to revitalize a blighted area in another city neighborhood and recently secured a $300,000 planning grant from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, one of just 13 such grants awarded nationwide. The work in the Upper Worthington Historic District was paid for with a combination of federal, state, and city funds. This included tax credits from programs to advance low-income housing and historic preservation. Clark Ziegler, executive director of the Massachusetts Housing Partnership, says public funding for the project was a must because rental income would not be enough to cover the capital costs.
In a situation like this, where it's really a transformational project, it's that much more important that the quality of the rehab, the quality of the units be high.
The apartment buildings contain a mix of both rent-subsidized apartments for low-income people and market-rate 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartments. Rents for 2-bedroom units are in the $700 to $800 a month range. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.